Specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with Brad Clausen, Caitlin Long, and Vivian Uccello here as we preview Furniture Amnesty Day, which is next week, next Friday, a week from today, and it starts at 8 a.m. And there are some deadlines to be aware of here, especially with next Wednesday. I don't know who wants to touch on that. Vivian?
Yep. So one of the great things about this is that we will come and pick up your furniture donations at the curb the day of the event. We do ask that you sign up ahead of time. So you can do that either by calling our office at 785-587-2404 or by visiting the website, cityofmhk.com. And we ask that you do that by 5 o'clock on Wednesday, July 24th. And then that morning, starting at 7 o'clock, we will have trucks coming around picking up furniture to bring to City Park.
Now, do they need to leave at any certain place? Do they need to try to bring it out to their porch or
It does have to be outside. Volunteers can't go into the home to get furniture, so you do need to leave it out kind of at the curb so people can stop by and just pick it up. But that's really the only stipulation.
Okay. And, you know, we have James here is moving out this weekend, and he was asking a very good question, I think, here. What if you're not going to be around next Wednesday? Is there anything you can do ahead of time?
Yeah, so if you happen to be moving out, say, this weekend, you know, what we told James is if he has a friend's house or somewhere else where the furniture can be stored until next Friday, that's great. And request that furniture pickup, as Vivian mentioned, by next Wednesday, the 24th at 5 p.m., and our trucks can come and pick up that furniture. We ask that you please don't leave the furniture out. If you're moving out this weekend for the next week, that's not a sign for us to pick it up. So we only pick up the furniture that's been requested. So if you can find a temporary home for the next week or so, that would be great.
Okay. And yeah, again, next Friday is when everything can be picked up, or people can either donate or they can pick up furniture. When will the first round of furniture be available for people to come shop, I guess?
Sure. So the shopping setup is kind of unique. So we ask that people at 8 a.m. is when you can start to sign up for a time slot throughout the day. So typically we have folks that are coming to the park at 8 o'clock in the morning. Our time slots begin at 11 a.m. and run until 3 o'clock. Well, probably about 3:30 that day. And so when you come to the park in the morning, you can say, I would like to come back at 12 o'clock. If there's a time slot left available at 12 o'clock, we'll give you a wristband that says your time and you can come back to the park at that time to pick it up. The reason that we aren't able to just open it up at 8 a.m. is because most of the furniture hasn't been dropped off at the park yet. So we have to allow a couple of hours for those drivers to go through those routes, bring the furniture to the park so that by 11 there's enough there and we can start doing the shopping times. The time slots are 15 minutes apart, and you can select up to 5 items. The 5 items could be a dining room set, so a table and chairs we would count just as one item because those two things go together. We would count, say, a bed frame and a bedside table as two different items. They're nice to have but aren't necessary to have both. So that's kind of what the shopping looks like throughout the day. And, again, those time slots are between 11 and about 3:30 on Friday the 26th.
And there really isn't, the time slots throughout the day. New furniture is being dropped off throughout. So kind of any time slot you sign up for, you will have plenty of furniture to choose from.
Yeah, that's a good point because we're, as Vivian said, we're continually picking up and bringing in. And people just from the community are just dropping things off throughout the day. And so, you know, your chances of finding what you're looking for at 3 o'clock are probably just about as good as they are at noon. So it's not like you have to be there, you know, up front. We limit the number of people that are in picking furniture every 15 minutes just as a way to kind of control the event and not have, you know, an unlimited number of folks trying to all scramble for the same thing sometimes. So it's just a little more orderly way of going about it. Yeah. It would be probably worth pointing out, too, that, you know, if you pick out some furniture, you really kind of need to have a way to get it home with you. While we do go out and pick it up, we don't deliver. So if you maybe – are looking for something and you don't have a good way to transport it, maybe if you've got a friend or neighbor or something that has a truck or something that could help you with that, that would be good too. There's some places there around the site, once you pick furniture to kind of hold it for, if you're waiting for somebody to come and help you load it up. But that should all be evident during the event.
Vivian?
The other great thing about this program is if you do want to come and pick out furniture, there's no paperwork to fill out. You don't have to prove an income level. It's open to anyone who'd like to come and browse, but we do keep that system orderly. So you come and sign up starting at 8 o'clock and then return for your time slot. But there are no other requirements outside of that.
That being said, with the no paperwork requirement, if somebody does want to maybe have a tax form, is it tax deductible here or no?
No, we haven't really gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
So as far as donations, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's something we probably should look at, though, I think, down the road. That might be a good suggestion. We always, at the end of this event every year, we always have kind of a debriefing a week or two afterwards to just see how it went and if we can improve it in any way. So that may be something we need to add to that when we do that this year.
And just to give folks kind of an idea of how much furniture we're talking about, we processed over 700 pieces of furniture last year at Furniture Amnesty Day. So again, going back to there's new furniture throughout the day, and you kind of never know what treasures you're going to find. There's a lot of furniture at the park next Friday.
There will be, and it's amazing again to me every year how much that thing grows. There, we do get some things that are really probably not usable. They're broken or they're just not something that anybody's going to want to take. So we'll have a big roll-off construction dumpster there that, some of those type of things. And that kind of goes back to what I talked about at the beginning with the whole original purpose of this was collecting up some of those things that would otherwise just get dumped in alleys or in the street or curbs, so it's a way to kind of clean up the neighborhoods also and get rid of some of that stuff.
And, someone who works with code services a lot, I know that's a good thing. People have a lot of stuff in their house.
It is, yeah. It's a big help to us. We see less of that nowadays, after move in, move out than we used to years ago, just I think and I hope because of events like this where people can have a place to bring that kind of thing. Or call us and we'll come pick it up.
Now, I do have a question here. As far as when it's all said and done here next Friday, what happens to the furniture that maybe doesn't get claimed?
Yeah, so any furniture that doesn't get claimed typically is kind of in that category of, well, you might not want this in your house. Mm-hmm. So at 4 o'clock next Friday, even if you have not signed up for a time slot in advance, anyone is welcome to come and select furniture. Again, by that point, we're kind of to the bottom of what's left. Any furniture that's left at 4:30 is what we're going to start to dispose of. So that's when we have that construction dumpster available and individuals from the city to help load that furniture. So, again, a way to safely dispose it so it doesn't become a public health concern.
Yeah, I'd give a shout-out to our Parks and Rec Department, too, who was a big help in this event because besides getting us squared away in the city park there at Baker Field, they have staff there helping for everything from loading furniture, unloading to disposing of some of that type of thing at the end of the event. So I appreciate Casey Smithson and his folks from Parks and Rec that really are a big help in this event.
Sorry,
don't leave out the fire department and street department.
Yes,
too.
Yeah. How could I do that?
Yeah,
right? I know.
Mad when you get back to the station.
No, I know. A big shout out to our fire crews who, the past now several years, have had crews there at the site. It's always hot that time of the year. So if we have any medical emergencies, we've got fire personnel there to treat any kind of minor medical things that we have going on, and they pitch in too just as well. They pitch in and help people load stuff, and so thanks, many thanks to all the good folks there that I work with at the fire department.
You guys are adding to your resume. I mean, you added pig wrangling to your resume earlier this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, that's one of the things about working there is that from day to day, you just never know what's going to come up. You know, it's never the same day twice, that's for sure.
Well, again, it's happening next Friday, July 26th. Let's go over one more time the times of everything here.
Okay, so on the deadline to sign up for us to pick up your furniture is Wednesday, July 24th. The event in City Park is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, July 26th.
All right. And more information is cityofmhk.com/furniture, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a big, successful event next week.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Brad Clausen from the Manhattan Fire Department, Caitlin Long, Staley School of Leadership Studies, and Vivian Uccello from the City of Manhattan joining us here on In Focus. That'll do it here for this morning.